Hello, this is Michael Arrington with TechCrunch. Today I have the honor of talking to Dr. Ron Paul, a Republican candidate for president in 2008. Dr. Paul, welcome to TechCrunch.
Thank you. Nice to be with you today.
Where are you today, and what are you up to?
I'm in Arlington. I'm voting today, and we have the financial package to vote on, so I'm in Washington.
Okay, great. It's actually great that we're able to talk to you. So many of our readers are Ron Paul supporters. You have a tremendous, as you know, of course, you have a tremendous level of support on the Internet with very, very loyal followers. So I think they'll be interested in hearing your position on some of these issues.
Okay.
To jump right in, I think you have in the past, I believe, stated that with regard to net neutrality, government interference in the marketplace, that you're opposed to that policy. Is that something that you wish to clarify?
Well, it's something that I have an open mind to because of the complete understanding of how to solve a problem, which I think government helped create. I just don't like solving problems with more government regulation, and I see some of the solutions as more regulation, but I also see the problem coming because governments too often have given licensing privileges to certain groups and phone companies and providers. So it's one, something I really struggle with and hope that I can come up with something that is practical and also consistent with my philosophy that you don't resort to government regulation, because I want to be very consistent. I don't want the government involved in the Internet, and I don't want taxes on the Internet. And I may not understand everything I have to about the Internet, but I do know one thing, that we can't allow the government intrusion into the Internet, because there's even been moves on for international controls and international taxation. And to me, it's a saving grace that we, in our campaign, can get around the mainstream media mainly because of this. So I'm very, very cautious, but I'm also very open to finding solutions to some of these problems that I think the government created.
You know, I think you'll find in Silicon Valley, and certainly me personally, have very libertarian leanings and generally like the government to be out of our business. There are two cases. One is net neutrality. And one is the new 700 megahertz cellular spectrum auctions that are going on, where the government has or somehow has set up a sort of a monopoly situation where there's only one or very few consumer choices. And in that case, I think there can be some abuse of the consumers by those companies. And personally, I feel that it probably makes sense for the government to try to level the playing field. I think you've stated your position on net neutrality fairly succinctly. But moving into the mobile space, that where there's only two or three U.S. carriers where you can buy a mobile phone from, you have very few choices on the types of services you can enjoy on those mobile phones. Now the government is licensing 700 megahertz spectrum, and the FCC has opened up somewhat, but not completely, in sort of leveling the playing fields. Some of the big players, AT&T, Verizon, that are currently in the space have said, look, government should stay out. We should be able to do what we like with these auction spectrums once we get them. Some of the new players like Google are saying, look, let's set some rules that say people can do, you know, cross services, cross applications, and let people have some freedom there. Is this another case where you have an open mind and you want to see how it works out, or do you have
Absolutely, because it does get complex. Not only technologically it's complex for me, but it's also legally complex. But if I think back in the 20s when we just had radio waves to deal with, I would have wanted to develop property rights principles where they were set up and they were sold or issued or auctioned off and get into the hands of private individuals, just like, you know, oil fields or what else. I mean, in Texas, everything was developed by private property ownership. So if somebody can help me along on private property ownership and solving these problems, I'm very open to that. And I don't pretend to know the exact details of how to do it, because to me, the government has been the source of so much of our problems. But I still want to stick to the principles of private property ownership with minimum, if no, government regulation.
Let's talk about China for a second. There have been instances where China is alleged to have perpetuated human rights abuses against their own citizens. Some of the ways that they block Internet access and otherwise monitor their citizens is using U.S. technology, hardware from Cisco, software from Microsoft and other companies. Do you have a position on whether U.S. companies should have any restrictions at all in doing business with countries in ways that might perpetuate human rights abuses?
Probably not, because I think about human rights abuses here in this country, and that's where I have some responsibility. If you think of the trends since 9/11, we're violating individual rights in this country right and left and continuously in the Congress. So I hardly can take the position that I'm going to instruct and tell the Chinese what we can do or restrict you or somebody else from dealing with China if they're not following things perfectly. It's an issue, and we can speak out, and we can voluntarily boycott, but I'm not going to write laws dictating to anybody what they can or can't do with China.
Fair enough. Let's talk about education for a moment. There are some statistics that suggest that the U.S. is falling behind in terms of per capita basis in encouraging youngsters to study math and science and go into technology fields. Do you think the government has any place or ability to help bridge the gap when it comes to technology education?
Well, the federal government has no legal responsibility or authority to do so. I mean, if you happen to belong to a local school district and they're not doing the job, yes, you can run for school board and emphasize certain things. That's the way the system generally has worked over the many, many years of our history. But, you know, what we need is more competition in schools. This is, to me, similar to the question, well, they're not doing well in spelling. But lo and behold, if you have homeschoolers and private schoolers, they do very well in spelling or in arithmetic. Why can't we do the same way with technology? We need more competition, and we need more local control. We need the families and the parents in charge. And I think we'd solve a lot of these problems. But if it's a reflection of a culture where people are lazy and they don't want to study, I don't happen to believe that's the way we are. I think it's the meddling in our school system, more concern about all our money going to Washington and then coming back with worrying about no child left behind and living up to regulations and lack of funding because we don't have as much money. I think that's where our real problem is.
But with identity theft, identity theft has been around forever, but the Internet has really made it easy for people to gather personal information and then exploit it as well and make money that way. It's a huge multi-billion-dollar-a-year issue. Can the government or should the government do anything more than they currently are to try to stop it?
I think there definitely is a role because this is theft. It is fraud, and people ought to go to jail for this. And I think the fact that we do have at the federal level a responsibility to promote interstate trade and not impede trade. So I think under those conditions the government should, but too often the government does the opposite. I mean, just think how they have forced us to use the Social Security number as our identifier.
Yeah.
And so they've literally enhanced.
They've made it easy.
They made it easy for us. So they've done more harm than good. But I think most of these, I think the Interstate Commerce Clause, which means that we don't want to impede trade and communications, as well as the issue of fraud, there is definitely a responsibility for government to be involved. But that, to me, is also a very complex technological matter that deals with. But, you know, sometimes the private sources can also protect us as well on the Internet, where there are some protective devices. And I'm betting that private sources are going to come up with a better protection than our government will ever do.
Interesting. I have a specific question on intellectual property. You know, we're seeing the record labels and now more often the movie studios through their organizations start to sue individuals, even put some people in jail for file trading. Do you think that intellectual property protections of those property rights are important enough to enforce on sort of the individual level for people in the U.S. and sue them, put them in jail?
Well, that probably don't have a complete answer for that. I think people who steal deserve to be punished. When they start talking about a 16-year-old that took something off the Internet and put him in jail, you know, that gets a little more complex. But once again, I think that the technology is what's eventually going to solve this problem, because I can't imagine us having a federal police force going out and checking every individual who might have taken something off the Internet. It to me is the complexity of saying, you know, playing FM music in a restaurant, and that is breaking, you know, the law because you weren't authorized to do this. But,
yeah,
you know, once the music is floating around, how many policemen are you going to have to find out who turned what radio on where? So there's a limit in the practicality of how this can be used.
What's your position on renewable energy? How much government should be funding technology, some research in that area, just sort of the government's position on getting us off of oil in the future?
Well, I think the federal government should have zero. I think they should just get out of the way and let pricing determine what we should do. They do have a negative responsibility. That is, we need to make sure everybody can do what they would like without being impeded by the government, such as if nuclear energy is technologically the best and the cheapest way to produce electricity, we shouldn't be stopping it.
Right,
right now they're talking, we have subsidized ethanol production from corn, and it turns out it's not a very good idea and was wasteful. So the government's not very good at directing resources
right
into alternative fuel. It also turns out that hemp happens to be a very, very good source of ethanol, and that's illegal to raise in this country.
Yeah.
So the government just needs to get out of the way. We need sound money. We need free market pricing. We don't need to be directing resources. People say, well, we need R&D. We need to send the money there. But who gets the money? It's the cronies. It's the political cronies who get the R&D. So it goes in the wrong direction. It also contributes to the malinvestment with the inflationary system already
yep
has created. So to me, I think the government should just butt out when it comes to picking what fuel we should be developing.
Okay, but how about this? When you look at pollutions, and in particular today carbon emissions, which may or may not be a pollutant causing global warming, they aren't charged. Should those somehow, should pollutants, and I'm defining that broadly, should the government force enterprises to consider the costs of those pollutants when creating goods and services? Should there be some kind of cap or marketplace for carbon emissions?
Well, like you even suggested, they're not even positive yet, so we certainly shouldn't be doing something that we don't know about. I think the principle that we should apply is nobody has a right to pollute their neighbor's property. And if carbon is a danger, people should be held responsible. In the Industrial Revolution, the corporations and the governments colluded to allow pollution, and
right
individuals had no recourse in the court. So we didn't emphasize property ownership back in those days, and we still don't now. We trade these rights to pollute. I mean, if pollution is bad, you don't want to be able to buy it from one person. Then, oh, okay, I did A, so now I can do B, and B, I'm allowed to pollute because we're – I mean, that is too much overmanagement from government for me. But if pollution is bad and you can prove it, you should be stopped. You can't dump your sewer into a river, and you shouldn't be able to dump pollutants into the air, and they should be stopped. But it should be done by property rights and local controls. I think of the time when we had noise pollution when the cars first came out. I mean, the cars were very, very noisy, but a local city ordinance said, hey, you can't come to town and make all this noise. You wake up everybody. And all of a sudden they put mufflers on our car. So I think of solving some of these problems more in that manner.
Okay, last question is on, and I think it's an easy one, is on internet taxes. Should they be banned permanently?
Obviously we should never have taxes on the internet. They should be automatically banned. So I just think it would be atrocious if that happened, because not only do I think the federal government would start taxing us, then I think you'd have UN taxes on the internet as well. So this to me, regulations and taxation on the internet, we have to be very, very strong to prevent this. The tragedy right now is there has been an intrusion since 9/11, because they say, aha, you might be participating in some sinister activity, so therefore we have to have access to all your emails and everything that you put out there. And that, to me, is a vicious intrusion into our First Amendment rights.
Are you a Windows or a Mac guy?
I've been using Windows.
What's your favorite gadget?
Pardon me?
What is your favorite gadget, the iPod, something else?
Well, I'm not too much into gadgets. I use I have a BlackBerry, but I tend to use a laptop computer more than my BlackBerry because it's a little bit too small for me.
Dr. Paul, I really appreciate your time. Is there any last words you have for our technology readers and listeners on your policies on tech?
No, I have great faith and confidence in technology, though I have a limited amount of expertise in it, but I do have a political opinion of it. I think so many of our problems can be solved if the technology is allowed to develop in a free market economy with high respect for property rights, and I just think that our solutions can be found there and not with dependency on government.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Bye.